The next book is on graph aggregation, graph grouping, especially on streaming graphs. So graph grouping is a really interesting challenge because we've all seen in the visualizations hairballs and complex graphs. But what graph grouping allows you is basically to treat these graphs grouped by certain attributes, and you have like kind of these meta nodes that then can be selectively expanded, but you can also then on a group graph, which is mostly a monopotite graph in many cases, you can also run graph analytics, which is an interesting problem. So I'm really excited to have Christopher here because both working on the streaming graphs as well on temporal graphs with graph grouping is a really challenging and interesting aspect. So I'm really looking forward to the talk. And so without further ado, welcome to the Graph Network.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, so thanks for that introduction, and also thanks for accepting my abstract for this talk. My name is Christopher Rost. I'm a PhD student of the University of Leipzig, and I'm currently writing my thesis, so I'm glad that I bring some free time to doing this talk. About us or our team, so that's me, and I have also a master's student working on this project we called GraphStream Zoomer. And this project is a result of two master's theses of our university from Elias Dahman and Rana Nuruddin. And I think it's also nice to show the result of a master's thesis here at the FOSDEM. At the top is our professor of the database department. Just to say that. Okay. What you should take away from this talk. So you will see what the property graph stream is and why we should or why it's important to have the streaming idea inside the graph topic. And second, why you should or should not group a graph stream. And then you will learn what the graph stream zoomer, so this specific project, is and the main idea behind it. And which specific because we provide a Java API to do that. Okay. Let's just start. What is an event stream? I think I can skip that maybe. So we say that anything that happens at a specific time and that can be recorded is an event. And if an event stream is now a stream of these events that, so a sequence that is ordered by time. So, and I think everyone knows why we need event processing, so we cannot store everything into a database or whatever to analyze it. So I want to identify these meaningful events and respond to them as quickly as possible. Okay, what is now a graph stream? A graph stream is an event stream where each event is a graph element or some graph update. Yeah, that could be edges, could be vertices, triples, or whatever. And a graph update could be a modification of this. For example, the addition of an edge, the removal of an edge, the addition of a property or to an edge or whatever. Yeah, so this is just an overview. Okay, why should I use now a graph?